All right, and there's Sue. Sue also has been nicely practicing Krishna consciousness for a year and a half or so, and made very nice progress. She was an animal rights activist.
God.
So I told her, okay, please continue to be an animal rights activist. There's so many human beings out there acting like animals. Why are you just concentrating on the four-legged animals? What about the two-legged animals? The term is there in Sanskrit. Dwi Pashu. Animal with two legs. So, why should you just pick out one particular aspect of life and focus all your compassion that way? What about the whole of life? She's told me much about the life of the lifestyle of the professional activists in New Zealand. Of course, she's also helped to bring her old acquaintance Mikey to Krishna consciousness. He's also one of the activist cult. Well, it's good to want to be active, and it's good to want to protest. But you simply have to find the right thing to protest about. And you have to find the right way to be active. Mm-hmm. So we're protesting the matrix of illusion. And we're active in serving Krishna's senses. That is the truly revolutionary lifestyle. We're very happy with Sue's activities. She has found her niche in terms of helping to coordinate activities at the Gaur Yoga Center. She likes to do that. Keeps her out of trouble. Of course, she's got to be a bit resilient, you know, because, you know, a lot of things she has to deal with me. So you have to have like a bit of a rubber ball coating on you. You make it bounce them off the wall a few times. Not really. So what are the four rules?
No intoxication, no gambling, no sex, no meditation.
What do all these do? Your name is Vishnu Maya Devi Dasi.
Hello.
Vishnu Maya is another name for Krishna's internal potency, Yoga Maya. Krishna has his own energies for arranging his pleasure, his activities. He doesn't rely on anyone outside of himself. Hare Krishna. The others are taking second initiation, so you'll have to catch up with me around 12 noon for your mantra.
Will you be doing that thing on it?
Probably not. Okay. Anyone else? Oh, not now, not just now. Yes, there has to be some time of qualification. This is not a cheat. This is the candidates for initiation have to demonstrate that they have what it takes to make this step. It's not that difficult, but if we're weak-hearted and spineless, then Krishna consciousness can appear to be difficult. And unfortunately, today's culture simply prepares people how to be experts in being weak-hearted and spineless. That is the problem. That is the effect of sinful life, intoxication, gambling, eating. It's actually not hard what these persons are doing. Once you become purified by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, it's easy to see that this can be done quite nicely. All right, so we'll proceed with the fire now.
Everyone can make a point. Yeah, I'll mark with it. Can you just go around and give everyone some little grains, some samadhis? Initiates all have just in front of you. What we'll ask you to do.
I prefer just Brahmins,
the initiates?
Just Brahmins in the audience. If there are any.
Okay, alright.
Yeah.
Mark, yeah. If you only just give to any Brahmins who are in the assembly.
Which I don't know.
Is that take a bit?
That was also a Prabhupada said.
I just want to come a little bit closer into the gap. To kind of epitomize our philosophy, you could say, and ask if you can bear in mind that the offering into the fire is considered to be Brahman, the fire itself is considered Brahman, the priest is also considered Brahman, but as we have the philosophy of simultaneously one and yet difference, we make some clause that you please offer the Samagri Brahman into the fire Brahman and not onto the priest Brahman.